Yo, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. The North American Waterlark has adopted our programming as their mellifluous song. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Robert Smith. Submitted for your approval, The Twilight Zone as graphic novel. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rob. UN boss Ban Ki-moon says Myanmar's senior general will allow foreign aid workers into the country to help cyclone victims. NPR's Duwahali Saikautau has more from Bangkok.
Ban met Tan Shwe in Myanmar's new capital, Naypyidaw, some 200 miles north of the country's largest city, Yangon. Ban said he had a very good meeting with the senior general. When a reporter asked if this was a breakthrough, Ban said, "Yes, I think so," adding that Tan Shwe has taken quite a flexible position on this matter. In the meantime, the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, of the UN, said the already severe food security situation in cyclone-hit Myanmar is further worsening because of food shortages and high food price. In a statement, a spokesman said out of 2.5 million affected people, hundreds of thousands in the remote areas of the Irrawaddy Delta still do not have sufficient food to eat.
NPR's Duwahali Saikautau reporting from Bangkok. The death toll in China's earthquake is soaring. Now government officials put the number of dead and missing at more than 80,000. Rescuers say they pulled more than 33,000 survivors out of the rubble, but they haven't found anyone alive since Wednesday. That rubble now has to be rebuilt. NPR's Christopher Turpin is in Chengdu with more on that massive effort.
The scale of the task is enormous. Whole areas will need rebuilding from scratch. Some of the hardest hit villages near the epicenter will be relocated to safer ground. Highways, hospitals, and thousands of classrooms, all will need to be reconstructed to standards that offer better protection against future quakes. The immediate challenge, though, is providing for the 5 million left homeless. Provincial officials said today they hope to have almost everyone in safe temporary housing within a month. Yesterday, China's president Hu Jintao was seen on television visiting a tent factory and urging workers there to boost production.
NPR's Christopher Turpin reporting from Chengdu. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert faced more questions from police today. He hasn't been charged yet, but investigators are looking into the possibility he was involved with bribery and money laundering. He's under pressure to resign as critics question his ability to make a peace deal with Palestinians or Syria. An update on that tainted pet food story you heard a lot about last year. Pet food companies have settled a lawsuit over the bad eats. They'll pay more $24 million to North American pet owners. Regulators took the food off the market in 2007. It was the largest pet food recall in U.S. history. Investigators found the food had Chinese-made wheat gluten contaminated with an industrial chemical. Humpback whales have made a big comeback. A new study shows there could be as many as 20,000 in the North Pacific. It may not sound like a lot, but they were down to less than 1,500. That was before hunting was banned in the 60s. That is your news for now. If you want more, it's always online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.